No, we won't sugarcoat it. We've big chins and we take it on the chin. We're not into the business of hiding from what happened out there, and there's no point. We're not going to justify that we did this or that. We will have to learn in companies, teams like Kerry, and that's proper in Division 1. We know that. And we know we've got to do to face into Division 2, with all due respect to everyone. We don't need anyone to tell us that, and we won't be accepting anyone. You know, I'm backing these guys to the hilt. In 2018, when we couldn't even win, we weren't even competitive in Division 4, these lads spent so much working hard behind the scenes when no one knew. And that was just to try and be competitive in Division 4, and then they went back at it in 19 and they did it again. So great faith in these guys, back into the hills. We're very proud of them, and we take it on the chin, and we have to take it on the chin if we want to find improvement going forward. And that's our job as a management team, to strive to find that improvement, and we'll set about trying to find that improvement. How far more improvement is there, I don't really know, but we won't shy away from going to work.
Do you think in a broader sense that a result like that again calls into question the provincial system, and that the GA would have been better off going for option B or whatever it was called in the end?
Not interested in that today, Sean. Not interested. You know, we got to look at ourselves today and competitive in Kerry, and to me that would be deflecting from, let's face the questions, let's face the honesty of, be honest about it. And so it is what it is, and we all know these things anyway, set up. Let the powers that be decide what wants to go on. And I don't want to be flippant about saying that, you know what I mean? You know, we will be having whatever to us outside.
Obviously, you gave two massive performances against Clare and Tipperary to get here. Was today just maybe a step beyond when you consider the effort that was put into in those two matches, in terms of group where they are, in terms of their development?
Yeah, look, I don't think it was down to the effort of the Tip and Clare game that was the problem outside here today. It's just the quality of Kerry have, the power, the pace, and the ability, the skills. You put it all together, you know. We've got athletic boys, and they were camping out there against Kerry today, and that just shows conditioning, you know. So we've got the next bit to go. And look, Kerry boys here, since they're knee height, they're grasshopper, they're kicking ball and they're working at it, you know, and they've got the skills and the capability, and credit to them, and, you know, it means a lot to them, and so we congratulate them and do what we can do to improve ourselves, you know.
But did you see today as a learning curve, or, you know, a lesson that had to take away? You know, as you've always spoke about building year on year and see where you've come from. Like, do you see today as another learning curve in that?
Unfortunately, but I see it as a learning curve, you know. But look, Mayor and Clare gave us a lemon, an education in 2018, and the boys set about trying to learn and work, and they did that. As I said, we'll go back at it again. I mean, the dust settles in the course of the year, and work and see what we need, the areas we need to try and improve. And that's all we can do, is try to improve. And games next year, or what remains in the championship for us, will tell us whether we're improving that.
And you've had many years there where you had the one-off championship in Munster, and your season was over, and rebuilding for next year. And now you're looking into a qualifier game there in the 11th or 12th of June. That must be something, you know, that it shows the progress that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, that's it. And look, whatever the draw would come, you know, we can't be fearing these teams if we're going to try and make progress, because that's the level you're at. So you just get up on the horse and you just start riding and get on with it.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, when you were facing such an uphill task coming down here today, kind of like a free hit almost, but you do have that, I suppose, that comfort is the wrong word, but the consolation that the season doesn't end here today, and trying to pick that team back up and get back in for a qualifier.
Yeah, that's it. That's the challenge. So that's what we're in the business for. You know, it happened Cork, it happened Clare, it could happen anything. You know, that's the reality of it. Clare is a special place for Kerry people and playing there, and they love playing there, and you get nothing easy here, you know. So we knew that coming back. We spoke about it, and we get on with it. Happy enough for the first 20 minutes. They weren't getting the run at us. Like, sometimes Kerry come out and they blow teams away in 20 minutes. Probably second half of the first half, they got kept on a couple of scores, but we were turning over ball as we went forward, and just tells you, like, that we were close marked, big men, turn the ball over and they're scoring at the other end. And that's how we'll try and work on it. But I can't reiterate how I am with these lads, and today I won't make any difference about it. That won't change, and you know, I'm not into the business of going to Munster final just to say you played in the Munster final. Does nothing for me personally, anyway, you know. It's all about trying to find improvement in our performances and our ability to play football. And it'll help the lads understand what's required as Okay, we're top in Division 1, we're Division 2, that's going from Division 3, so there's a mighty gap in the time. We'll go back to the drawing board.
I suppose the, your game plan, you won't be able to try and keep it tight as long as possible, so players will get into the game and they'll get the scores. Would that burst that Kerry got, they got about 5 points just in the last couple of minutes of the first half, which changed, I think, from a, was a 4 point gap to a 9 point gap. Was that really signal in a way, and it kind of caused you to have to read?
Yeah, but look, they were getting here on the road at that point, so we just said, look, what's the point in coming back here and just trying to keep the scoreline down, you know, when you were on the back foot at that stage, you're not trying to overturn a 9 point cap at half time. It's a serious task for any team to play Kerry and Killarney. So yeah, we rejigged the role to see, right, let's have a crack and see if we improve in certain areas, and
yeah,
when you do that, that's what happens. But I'm not anywhere worried about that. You know, there's no point in coming back here to keep the scoreline down, that's not going to do anything for us in improving us. You win, you take it on the chin, you drive on.
One thing that I suppose may have been new for the players today was like Kerry's ball retention was absolutely brilliant. And I suppose you're much better than the getting teams in Division 3, Division 4 that are playing. Is it how to counteract that? That's one of the things that the distance players have to learn on it.
Because if you didn't want to that ball instead of shooting. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, they're capable players, like, you know. But, you know, my vision is to come out as a passer for the game, and the next time I saw this, I said, if we're forward, then there's someone kicking it over. We were ball-rated at home, and then I had to try and get minutes into the game, settle down, and said, we want to punch and hose then, like, but I didn't see much of Kerry's ball retention, I just started moving, bang, 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 and it's over the bar, you know. But that's what trouble is.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we did seem to struggle with in the game was the kick-offs on both ends. The Kerry seemed to move. The pressure in the limit kick over the high press there in the first half, and then when the ball went long, they were winning them. And then every time Limerick actually got a score, Kelly seemed to get a score right on the kick out coming from it. Is there something else as well that I suppose to kind of work on?
I think Kelly left us out of shot, and then when we turned to come out, we were pressing the other. That's what I saw in the first half, and you see something like Paul Janey, what age, 33 or 4. Is about that?
52.
Yeah, and you're walking like a trooper. I think that tells you all you want to know about Kerry and what they're aiming for and where they're going. And, you know, later on, Paul was going back, working hard, and I don't know what he's called this sketch. He did 3 or 4, but he set up scores, and there's a tread all day long. And they have to get between the teeth, and they're working on what they need to work on to improve themselves, and they're not. Whoever's in front of them, that's it. Look, what I would say about Kerry, you know, they're always respectful of the opposition. And they could have kicked another couple of goals there today and a couple of points. And I've always known that about Kerry, you know. They don't tattoo a team, they don't beat, and they're respectful. And that's not unnoticed.